Hey guys, just want to let you know the Patreon is up. Check it out, patreon.com/BeerCityMediaPodcast for all your extra Beer City Media needs. Now on with the show.
Welcome to the Conspiracy Therapy Podcast with Ryan, Larry, Springheel Josh, and the Aluma Mommy herself, Miss April. And on today's episode, we're back, folks. Season 5.5 rolls on. Kitchen Studio 2022. That's right, Rad Dad 2022 coming in hot in this studio. Dogs are here. Shoops are here. Oh. What color is thine hair, Aluma Mommy?
I think the box says scarlet. Ooh. So I don't know. It's sort of like reddish, purplish. I don't know.
Ladies, get your hair did.
Every time I have an existential crisis, I change my hair color. Oh. That's sort of my... So if you show up and I'm blonde, you're like watch out.
A feeling chameleon.
Yeah. Yep. That's it.
A feeling chameleon.
Yes. I think I just found out my next tattoo. Feeling chameleon.
I like it.
Yeah, me too.
Are you going to get a little chameleon with like all the colors of a Crayola box on it?
Well, I was going to stay pink for a long time, but then I got a job. And they...
Spoiler alert!
I know. So
all the things we get to find out about each other during this break.
So I had to go back to a semi-normal hair color. And I tried to bleach the pink out, but it stained my hair. I was going to go back to blonde, but then I was in such a panic to dye it before my interview that I was like, okay, I'm just going to have to cover it up with darker because it's not coming out. It's all right.
Well, it looks
great. I'll do
this
for now.
Looks fantastic.
Thank you.
That was all I was trying to get to.
Okay.
She's still great, ladies and gentlemen.
All right. Well, hey, we took a break. We took a...
really?
Okay, wait. Strike that, reverse
sabbatical.
That was an intense break.
Yeah, we were like...
the greatest break ever.
Larry, tell us about... what did you do during the break?
Music. Repaired my marriage.
Ooh.
Yep. This wears on the last time we did it. It was like every Sunday, which was it's like my one day off a week. Mm-hmm. I'm editing podcasts and it wasn't, you know, good.
Right.
It begins to ramp up on you, yeah. Especially because one with our jobs as male prostitutes, we get a lot of action. And unfortunately, it only gets more and more as the seniority drags on. Our little black books become filled. I still can't talk. Nope. So there's that. But I completely understand. And I'm glad that things were soothed, hopefully.
Yeah.
What did you do? You mentioned music. Mm-hmm. Did you put out any new albums?
I've got one coming out soon.
Nice.
Nice.
Can I interject? Yes. This is super random, but I feel like every time I get the thought to tell you this and mm-hmm. I think of it and then I forget, I want you to know that I think of you, Larry, every day, because there is a box underneath our TV. It's one of those like, what do you call them? Like the weaving things for kids where they can like make stuff out of like the rubber bands or whatever. And it's called Funky Loops.
I love it.
And I'm like, and every time I look at it, I'm like, that sounds like a big old Britches
so
album.
Cool.
Funky Loops. I'll have to show it to you when we go on break. Yeah.
The album cover.
So anyway, sorry. Continue.
No, yeah. Yeah. That's pretty much what I did. A lot of decompressing. A lot of depressing.
Well, it was
better than repressing.
I quit drink. You know, I really took a big, heavy break from drinking. Nice. So that was fantastic.
I did that too. So I share in your brotherhood of the no drinky more. Go back and reestablish thine relationship with.
Yeah, that was an abusive relationship.
Yeah. It was, yeah. Me too.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'm glad because I feel like 1,000 times better. I've been more active too, and just kind of in doing other things. But I guess that'll segue into more of what we did during our breaks. But
bless you.
Anything.
Excuse me.
I'll just two this time.
Oh my God. Whew. That was a good wind up. That one took a minute.
So, is there anything else that you got, Larry, that you'd like to talk about as far as during the break or
no,
pretty much
no,
that?
We can kind of get into
more of the details
of the as we go.
Josh, April, feel free to interject as you would like, as far as things you did during the downtime, during the break.
I mean, yeah, it was definitely, I mean, considering it's been 9 months,
yeah,
give or take. So,
July.
Yeah.
Okay.
July 5th.
I think I was mentally checked out a little bit before that.
Surprise.
I'm sure we'll get to that eventually.
Oh, that's just your default setting, mentally checked out.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, April got a job.
Yeah. Well, because that was sort of the catalyst for the whole break. In like air quotes, because we quit. I mean, we had no not sugarcoat it. We had no intentions of coming back.
And here we are.
Right? See how well that worked.
Can't quit you.
Like, well, and that's the thing. That was sort of the catalyst. Was my mental health was in the fucking shitter. I was one bad day away from a total mental breakdown. Like, ready to end it. I was done. I was. Totaled. Yeah, I was total mentally like I knew that if I didn't step back from something, I would end up hurting myself. Mm. And I was not into that idea. No.
None of us would have been.
Right. So well, and you know, like I'm not a crier. And we got on that video chat and you were like, April, how you doing? And I'm like, I was a mess. Like, real talk. It was bad. It was really bad.
Yeah.
But I had a lot of good support and things have really turned around for me. Like Josh said, I got a job and it's hands down best job I've ever had in my whole life. I'm so happy. I'm actually so happy and in such a good place. I was actually able to cut back on my anxiety and depression medication.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
So yeah, it's been really big for me to finally feel, and not that I felt like I didn't have a purpose when I was a stay-at-home mom, but you do sort of feel like this weird, sort of aimless, useless person. And now that I have a job and like I'm earning money and I'm helping people at my job, I feel a lot better about myself, and the people I work with are amazing, amazing people. And the kids that I get to work with are outstanding. And like, I could write a fucking book just in the 6 months that I've been there.
Yeah.
I could fill it with stories of stuff that happens to me on the daily. And like, it just is the best. And it's one of those jobs where I go into work and I don't feel like I'm working. It feels like I'm just doing something that I love and enjoy doing.
That's awesome.
So we're good. I don't want to kill myself anymore. Thumbs up, guys.
Well, and it wasn't, I mean, it was, there was so many things that caused that, because it was also the break was good for April and I just for us.
Yeah.
Well, because not only we had that, a lot to repair with us.
There was also things going on outside of that.
Right.
Which I guess that's kind of more of a Patreon/deep cut. Deep cut.
Maybe.
But yeah, there was other things too.
We really needed time to work on us because the problem was we were getting together to record two and every once in a while three nights a week. And on top of trying to raise a family, clean, do chores, and everything else, it was like we were just so capped out. And that was the thing. Like, it was, I'll never forget her calling me, and we were just talking about, like, we need a break from this. Mm-hmm. And I think that was initially what we wanted to do, was like just a good, like, long break. But then the more we thought about it, and it was like, you know what? I'm really enjoying not. The idea of not doing this.
Right.
Because it was a lot of work.
Have free time again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, we watched The Office.
Yeah.
That was great.
All of them. After all that time I spent bitching and saying how much I hated The Office, we sat and watched the whole series in a matter of like a month and a half.
But so that was great. Like, her getting the job was also, oh, dang, Chewy was about to become Jeff Hardy.
Oh, Swanton bomb off the table.
But that was, and I think you guys would understand this as well. There was a lot of stress for me too, because April was a stay at home mom and having a single income, and it was like there was that stress with us as well. And so that's all gone now. Like, we finally feel like we're in a place mentally, financially, that we're like, we can breathe finally, you know. And plus, I just started a new band with Ryan and a couple other dudes. And so, like, that gives me like that other night of the week. Like, this is awesome because I have this for this artistic outlet. Mm-hmm. And then I have that now. And it's nice to just get out of the house and just crank my amp.
And honestly, Ryan, thanks for getting him out of the house, because that means I get a whole night to myself.
Oddly enough, I was able to get into a relationship during the break too, and having something to look forward to like that is important, and it, not just in us doing the podcast.
Pussy.
Yeah, I do. And it's hello, soundboard. Welcome back to the show.
They both enjoyed the penis together.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep. So I think, and I didn't mean to cut you off, but I agree. That's really all I wanted to say.
No, I mean, yeah. And it's been so nice to look forward to things again. I mean, I think we've kind of already let the cat out of the bag a little bit, that we've recorded a couple episodes already, but it's nice to look forward to this again.
Damn cat.
Because that's something we haven't had
in your bag
a long time. Because, like, the last few months of us recording, I fucking dreaded it.
Yeah.
I was getting to the point where I hated it. And I think that was something that we all had. Like, we were all to that point where we were like,
well, but no.
We saw the cracks developing and getting worse and worse. And we always said that if we felt like this was going to destroy our friendships, then it wasn't worth it.
Right. Yeah.
So you're a fan of the show, then you're probably, if the fact that we're back shows that we care about
you. It was nice to be able to sort out my feelings and just realize I'm a grumpy old man.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I could have told you that. I could have saved you 9 months.
With great hair, though.
True.
True.
Yeah.
You're a splendor to look at, sir.
Thank you.
But anyways, me and Josh did kind of continue on. We tried to do a podcast at one point. Unfortunately, I can't do anything other than this. And then I forget that other names exist out there. And I started initially with the same name as another podcast that was popular on YouTube. And then I tried to change it with a different, while keeping the same theme song. And I think eventually I was also kind of avoiding my own demons. Because I didn't get the proper break in that, say, everybody got at that point. I was still pushing on.
Right.
And I think inevitably when I hit after taking the time off and really kind of sussing things out, I realized that much like a band, podcasting has to do with, and I'm not saying this anything against Mike and Tiffany. They did an awesome job. Yeah. They were great to have on the show. You should definitely check them out in any future endeavors they have. Maybe at some point, I don't know, we'll see. But like there's a thing about with this where I think because we all trust each other and we care about each other, it just, and time and everything, it's easier to kind of do it with the people that you
there's have, chemistry
have
it's like seeing Queen with Adam Lambert. Like it's not bad, it's it still sounds good, but it's right. not like it's not we're not, they're not Freddie Mercury. Freddie.
Yeah. No, you want more like Journey with the Filipino kid.
Like wait a minute,
like it's actually better than Journey.
Steve Perry, you suck, yep. is what Larry is saying.
Essentially.
I hear he's not a very nice guy.
Steve Perry eats at Burger King.
Oh, well, there you go.
Well, yeah, and he's got a beak nose.
I knew there was something
it's not
else
body
there.
Shame.
God,
here.
My mom had such a crush on Steve Perry.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Big time.
Interesting.
Yeah.
She took a midnight train.
Mm. Going anywhere.
To see him.
Yeah.
I don't know if
she
I like.
She did not care for your joke.
No, he doesn't. He's the worst audience.
I can't even see him. All here.
No, he wants me to pick him up, but he won't get near me.
Chewie, come here.
I think there's just I think there's just excitement in the air, really. Mm-hmm. And I think the dogs are just caught in it.
It's just a fart.
It's electric.
I did fart.
Yeah. Well, we know. That's your default setting.
I mean, I guess the question is, when you ask Josh if he farted, you should just already assume the answer is yes.
He farted. Was that last night? He farted. And I was like, dude, that sounds like the tar pit that killed the dinosaurs. Like, it legitimately sounds like what just came out of your ass got like a saber-toothed tiger stuck in it.
Just this poor creature caught in the mud.
It was like Land Before Time, or not Land Before Time, Never Ending Story, the horse.
Atreyu.
If there was a fart porn that Josh was in, it would be called The Never Ending Story.
Yeah.
Anyway, but yeah, no, we took a break. We came back. Let's talk a bit about what kind of got us back to this point.
Well,
self-hatred.
I think it started when Ryan was doing the other show, like, I think it was probably what, every 2-3 weeks I'd be like, hey, Ryan, there's this thing that about the show that you should think about. Like, I think it was first, it was the name. Mm-hmm. And it was like, you know, this is just like conspiracy therapy. Mm-hmm. And then after you finally took a break, I think it started off with you and I talking, and I was like, how would you feel about the show coming back? Mm-hmm. And we kind of talked a little bit about it. Mm-hmm. Then I went to those two and I was like, hey, it's new year. Maybe
That was the day I tweeted about.
Yeah.
Because I'd gotten approached by someone and God bless her. She was like, my boyfriend's really funny.
That almost guarantees that your boyfriend's not funny.
I was
funny.
Like, okay, can
oh, he's a crypt
what
keeper.
Do you got, you know, what do you got? It's like, well, here's his like Instagram and his, you know, uh-huh. his TikTok, whatever. And it's like, okay, these are memes.
Yeah.
And they're like TikTok videos of him like pointing at somebody saying something funny while he nods his head.
Oh, that'll translate real well to a podcast. Yeah,
I want to just point and nod his head as I say funny things. Like, I'm like, he's not funny. The people he reposts are funny.
Right.
I totally podcast with those guys. But it's like, I
get you.
Yeah, it's
the definition of comedy is getting a little weird now. It's like,
yeah.
Well, I think
it's like he's the middleman. It's like right. he's a supply. He's like the Best Buy of comedy. He's
like a dealer.
He's showing you the funny stuff.
Right.
Mm. He's selling you the funny stuff, but he didn't make the funny stuff.
Yeah.
Best Buy of comedy.
I guess that's
Walmart maybe. I don't know.
So inevitably though, we all agreed that we would like to talk, and mm-hmm. we had a nice, fruitful long conversation, and I guess inevitably it just came down to
Just getting the nerve to
get together.
And Josh.
So here we are.
Yep.
Josh and I talked like at length about this many times because there were a couple of times that he mentioned it to me and I was like,
Spoiler, guys.
No bueno.
Up until about 2 months ago,
yeah.
If I was like, how are you feeling about doing conspiracy? I was like, fuck no.
I was like, nope, I'm not. I hung up my headphones. I did the whatever the podcast equivalent of like folding up Undertaker's robe and like putting his hat in the middle of the ring.
She chucked her headphones into the power lines.
Yeah, yep.
Like a pair of tennis shoes.
Yep, exactly. That's where my head was at. I was like, I just had a lot to deal with and I was like not ready. And even when we were... I'll be honest, I was a tough sell. I might have been the toughest sell, even tougher than Larry. And I know that was,
you two
that was
tough.
A tough one.
Yeah. Ryan's easy.
Yeah.
You're just like, Ryan, there's going to be a spotlight. I'll be there.
Somehow trip on myself trying to get
right. Job title is podcaster, rock star, attention whore.
I'm...
He's not. He's a good host.
He's not a rock star.
The ball busting does not stop. No.
I know. And I take it on the chin. But anyway, so there's so inevitably we talked. You were definitely, but I think a lot of it too is it's like everything was going so good finally right. for everybody. Mm. Everybody. Like it's not like Larry was talking about his relationship. Downtime working on a new album, you get a new job, dual incomes. Josh has got more.
It sounded like you said dual income.
That too. There was some of that too.
Okay. Banjos.
Excellent.
Yeah, I guess for me, like when we decided to get together and talk, I told Josh, for me, there have to be hard set rules.
Yes.
And that was a big one for me was if we start drinking, I'm out.
Yep.
Like right. That is a hard and fast rule for me. Like it just can't.
Same. No getting drunk, no getting high.
Yeah. Cause it just was a spiraling madness of like, and some of them were funny, like, but it was getting too much. And I'm not trying to pin it on anyone in particular cause we all drank and we all got out of control on episodes. It's like, but you know, we want to take this seriously because this is something that,
I accidentally looped that or something.
This is something that we all take a lot of pride in. And we don't, there were episodes, especially towards the end, that I was like, I'm embarrassed to even put those out where people can listen to them because they like.
And those were hard to edit because I'm trying to like kind of protect people. Right.
Well, and that's the thing is like some of them, we weren't even drunk. It was just no one was
into it,
invested anymore.
Yeah. But. I agree. That's a great stance. But I would also say there be a bit more communication on the just open. I'm not saying that we didn't, but there sometimes somebody has a chip on their shoulder going into
something.
Well,
it's a lot of like, oh, well, this is not going to happen again. I'm not going to bring it up. And it's like,
right.
Oh, well, that probably won't happen a third time and you don't bring it up. Mm-hmm. And then you're like, that won't happen a 13th time.
Yeah, we're all good. We all have a solid, like clear idea of where we're going and how we're going to accomplish getting there.
I think, a couple things will be shorter episodes.
Yeah, for sure.
You're welcome, actually. I think 2 hours of us is just...
I don't want to listen to 2 hours of
me.
I don't listen to 2 hours of anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also limiting the Patreon.
And the new format. Like, you heard a different theme this time.
Yeah.
Right.
And we can explain what that's going to be.
Right.
So the idea of that is that
Once a month, there will be a Patreon episode.
Exactly. If you pay.
You'll, of course, have the complete backlog of everything that's...
Even the tales from the spooky podcast that I did with Tiff and Mike.
Stiff Joystick?
Yeah,
Potty Slam.
Potty Slam. Ephus. Bud Miles. Ephus. Beer City Spaceship.
Mm-hmm. All of the stuff that isn't online anymore unless you go to SoundCloud, but I mean
there might be a handful of potty slams. I never closed that out, but I stopped paying for the storage, so there might be a song,
you're missing some good ones. I can guarantee it.
You're only getting the shitty beginning ones.
That's right. Where we all gave each other weird nicknames.
Yeah. Oh.
But
I look back on that and I'm like, ugh. I get like cringy on the inside. Thinking
each other 2 seconds and we're calling ourselves just by our names.
Yeah. You ravishing Hollander.
I know.
So basically the idea is we've kind of leaned into the title a bit, and there's basically going to be therapy episodes, which are more of a free form kind of episode, less conspiracy focused than we normally would do on the on said regular show. You still get the same. We'll still be covering the true crime and the crazy and the obscure and whatever.
So every
history.
Month you'll get two conspiracies and then two therapies.
Two conspiracies.
Basically, for all the Patreon listeners, think of another show but actually structured.
Yes.
Right.
And that's what therapy is, because you know what? We really needed that. That was another big thing too with April and I wanting to stop, because I'm sorry, every week you hear stories about guys that are, you know, slicing up, disemboweling children and raping women and stuff. That gets to you.
Toy Box Killer affected me for like 2 weeks after we recorded that. I was like, I still think about it. And like, that was a hard one for me. So like, there are some of the topics that we cover that are tough.
It's heavy stuff.
Yeah, for sure.
And that's why we needed to break it up and have more therapy.
Yes. Plus, think of it as ear bleach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
everyone needs a little ear bleach. Mm-hmm.
So there'll still be a weekly podcast. Here's there'll the be COVID. A bonus. There'll be a bonus.
The bonus show.
There'll be a bonus episode for Patreon subscribers. And that's
called the bonus show.
Basically. Yeah. That's it. That's what you get.
I put a lot of thought in that too, right?
God, we're so bad at naming things.
Let's do another show. Okay. Let's call it another show. Let's do a show on lists. What do we call it? The list. Bonus show. What do you want to call it? Bonus show.
To be fair, when we were talking about the list, and I remember looking it up, I'm like, guys, there is no podcast called The List.
Surprisingly, right?
Yeah, we were shocked by that.
Didn't we have the other show too?
We did a couple of other shows because we're like, let's do another show or something. Yeah. I don't remember what it was.
Another show.
That one actually we put a little more thought into.
A little bit.
Well, because those were for conspiracy therapy cover-ups, because I think that was when Ryan was gone.
Right.
And we're like, well, what do we call these?
No, those were just extra bonus.
That's right.
Like, yeah, once in a while, we'll just do a bonus show just for fun. And then we're like, no.
We do fucking six podcasts a week.
I laugh because I remember all the times I would literally text Larry and be like, what if we did another podcast?
My God. We were going to do, let's see. I remember I tossed you the idea of like a porn review.
Yep. Like a
porn review. Because the only reason I came up with the idea is because I saw the Chuck Berry farting into the hooker's mouth. I was like, we have to turn this into a podcast.
Yeah. Yep. No, I get it. And who knows? Maybe in our twilight years, we'll end up covering that.
We'll just call it Chuck Berry.
Oh, that's good. But anyway, we're glad to have you guys all back.
Pink Eye, a story about Chuck Berry.
That titled itself. That's awesome. Anyway, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we do have a mail sack, so we will answer.
It's full.
Yeah, it is full.
It's a full sack.
It's aching and pulsating.
Yeah. Oh. We'll see you on the other side.
I think you're used to it.
Shoop
Kitchen Studio segment two. Baby, we got a full mail sack on deck.
Oh, you want me to play the stinger?
Sure.
God, we haven't heard this in ages.
Time to crack the sack.
Mail sack.
April is fielding these first set of questions.
Yep.
From our dear listeners.
Yes.
Thank you for writing us. We missed you.
Yeah.
It's been a minute.
For sure. All right. Let's see. So we didn't get a lot of, I mean, we did get a lot of mail site questions, but the majority of them were just like, oh my God, we're so glad you're back. Aww. It made us feel really good, guys.
Read
so thank
them anyway
you that.
Because that's.
Do you want me to read those too?
Yes.
Okay. Janessa said, OMFG, I don't have a mail sack question. I just want to say I love you guys so fucking much. We love you too, Janessa.
Indeed.
Thank you.
Justin asked, where the fuck have you been? And glad you're coming back. I think we fielded that already.
Yeah.
You
hit the rewind right. button, Justin.
Yeah. Beth Ann asked, are you back for good? Mm. Well,
we'll see.
So we get sick of each other again, yeah. And then we'll take another 8 months off. And
right. I think we've
figured it out.
We know that we need more than like 2 weeks of a break.
Yes.
So, you know, it's fine. Alex Bayoff asked, if Josh has 3 apples and he gives Ryan 8 oranges, calculate the mass of the sun and cow's stomachs when Mars is in retrograde. Show your work and no calculators.
33.
Yes.
Mm.
I don't know.
Yes, we're back.
And that's probably my favorite question because it was asked to me. Janessa said, I lied. Here's a question for Miss April. Did you get the DLC for Animal Crossing? If so, did you enjoy it? Also, that 2.0 update was tits. Yes. 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 I got the DLC. I already have like 70 homes that I've built.
Good Lord.
And decorated.
You're like Donald Trump.
Yeah, I am. I'm
building slums.
My goal is to run Tom Nook out of business.
Nice.
So,
that sounds less like an Animal Crossing and more like a New York City.
Well, I don't know if you saw anything about the DLC, but like I'll give you a quick, real quick summary. Essentially, it's a different island that you can go to where different villagers ask you to build them a vacation home and you have access to like the entire catalog. So you're just decorating homes with like all the stuff that they have in the catalog, which is really fun. And you decorate them like to their preferences. Like, I want to live on the moon. And then you decorate their house to look like the moon. It's fun. It's That's a good cool. way to pass the time. And the 2.0 update was like everything that Animal Crossing fans have been asking for. We got all kinds of stuff. It gave the game easily another like year of content.
Nice.
So that was really exciting. I've been playing every day. So Janessa, hit me up if you want to come visit my island. I want to come visit yours again. Oh no, I've lost the page. Hold on.
Oh, you're good.
See, this is why I should not be allowed to do this. It's because I'm irresponsible. There it is. All right. Oh, Brian Sizek said, this might be a bit late, but I hope its tardiness is forgiven and properly addressed. Why is it that you can put a perfectly washed shirt into the dryer and when it's done drying will always come out of the dryer inside out?
Mm-hmm.
See, I fold a lot of laundry and I've deduced that it's only because you think you're putting it in right side out. Mm-hmm. No, that's not the case. You always take it off and it's always inside out. So it gets washed inside out. I've taken to just like, especially with socks, I don't have the fucking time to right side out socks. So I just match them inside out. No one notices. Josh wears inside out socks all the time. And that's all I have.
Physics, I guess.
I guess.
I don't know. Like
underwear, maybe he'll wear them. But
yeah.
How often do you have stuff in the dryer and you don't want to pull it out because, oh, wait, you don't have a dryer in here, though.
Yeah, I do.
Oh, you do now.
It's right behind me.
Yeah. Well, we've always had a dryer. It just takes like 4 90-minute cycles to get a load of laundry.
I dry. Have the same thing too. Sometimes I'm like,
and every time I call them over to fix it, they're like, "Well, I'll clear out your lint thing," and I'm like, "Do you not think I've fucking done that?" I'm like, how stupid do I look?
Try unplugging it. Well, the last time they came over
when I was complaining about that, they pulled the dryer away from the wall and it wasn't even connected. There was no dryer vent. They just pushed the holes up next to each other and called that good enough.
I've rented that movie.
Call that slapping triangles.
Oh, wow.
But yeah. Anyway, that's it. That's all I had in my sack.
Oh, that's nice, though. I appreciate that. Well, yeah, I appreciate that.
We got a lot of love.
I will say our Instagram was the same. Like, I mean, no questions. It was literally all just like, but it was like a ton. Like, I don't even know if I liked them all. There was a lot. And that was just based on a picture of you two. So. Yeah.
But I also have questions because I did a separate post.
Crack the sack, buddy.
All right. So the first question is from Collier J, not Collier. But we'll call him Collier.
Collier. That's our season 5.5 goal, is to say his name right.
And he Collier. Asks, mail sack question. Yeah. I'm teaching an animatronics class currently, and I want to build an animatronic next semester alongside my students. Any suggestions on what I should do? Keep it to the realm of classic practical effects. Gremlins, Gizmo. Also, so happy to see the gang back together.
Well, thank you. I would say, I mean, that's what I was gonna say, and you read it. Like, I'm like, make a gremlin. Like, that's what I would do.
You know, I think it'd be really cool for you to make is a bust of the xenomorph with the mouth that comes out.
So just the head, right? Or is
he could do like a waist up, like so arms and then the mouth itself, be able to look around and then the mouth be able to open and the second mouth come out.
Seems a bit more labor intensive than a gremlin, though.
Probably.
I would go maybe smaller scale, like
Pikachu.
You know what I want to see? I want to see, because you know what really fucking grinds my gears are those Charmin bears.
Oh, the Dingle bears.
Yeah, that always have dirty asses. Mm-hmm. I want to see an animatronic Charmin bear, and all they do is like pull their little tidy whities down and wipe, and that's their animatronic. Because there's nothing more frightening to me than like streaks on underwear.
I get it.
Yeah.
Larry, do you have any suggestion?
Yeah, I'm thinking you should make a... I don't know, just a random podcast host that mispronounces words.
Like an animatronic Ryan.
I didn't say what host. I just said random host.
Maybe, well...
No, you guys are mean.
Jeez, I know.
So what judgy. About
picking like one of the cryptids that we've covered? One of the really fucked up weird ones? Like Vegetable Man?
How about Mothman? You can make the wings move.
There you go.
I mean, that's cool. Like a mini Mothman would be kind of a cool decoration for Halloween.
It would.
Like you could probably make a lot of money.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, I would buy a little Mothman.
The Home Depot can sell a 12-foot skeleton for like $400.
Just keep him away from bug zappers.
Exactly. Yeah, but you put a little Mothman, his little eyes glow red. And maybe he flaps his wings and then tells you, like, the bridge is going to fall or something.
I mean, I dig it.
Could be fun.
So, let's see. The next one is from Matt McShitterman.
Aww. Oh, Matt.
Hey, Matt.
Matt says, I can never think of questions when the time comes, but glad y'all are back.
I'm glad we're back, too, buddy. Hope you're doing good. And if you're still doing the karaoke, send us a clip.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Alex Bayoff said, I'm sure you'll address it, but what prompted you guys to bring the podcast back?
Like Rewind.
Like Larry said.
Mm-hmm. We love each other.
Let's see. Victor.
Sure.
Come on. I feel like you're the grumpy stepdad here who I'm like, because we love each other and we prepared this meal. And he's just like, yeah, well.
Okay.
Not salty enough.
Say so.
It was really just our unfulfilled need to like feel loved and wanted by strangers.
Yeah. I love you, Larry. Cool.
Yes.
Let's see. Victor Valente said, what was one of you serving time in prison?
No.
We don't talk about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. We don't. We can't legally.
Yeah, I don't. No, none of us have been to jail or been arrested.
No.
I gave Ryan a look and he was like, what?
If somebody here almost, were to be arrested, though.
I almost got arrested.
Really?
Yeah. I thought maybe I didn't tell this story, but
I'm sure you, I feel it like sounds familiar.
Yeah, it was.
Tell it anyway.
My brother invited me over to his girlfriend's house. I was the only one who was 21, so mm-hmm. I brought like a case of beer. It was me, his girlfriend, and she was underage, and my brother, because mm-hmm. her parents were out for yep. vacation. And then pretty soon, a couple of her friends came over, and they brought their own beer. Mm-hmm. And they were underage and were drinking, and her dad showed up, who's a cop. And he separated all of us, and, you know, my brother, his girlfriend, and I gave the story. I brought beer mm-hmm. for those three.
Yep.
And that, which unfortunately included his underage daughter. Right. The other kids were saying that I had brought all the beer. They didn't even want to drink. Uh-huh. And anyways, the guy's like, look, I believe you. You shouldn't be drinking, but you shouldn't be drinking alcohol to my underage daughter. Right. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And he let me go.
Nice.
Yeah, I don't think you've ever told that story.
I had a sort of a similar thing where I was in a park with my girlfriend at the time and my buddy, and we were in a car and we had a bottle of Boone's Farm. Ooh. And all of a sudden the high beams came on.
Oh no.
Cause it was like, don't be in the park after dark.
Boone's Farm.
Yeah. Yeah. It was interesting, but they just separated us. And I think the cop at the time was like, oh, there's a bunch of fucking piss ant kids out here drinking fucking.
They've got bigger fish to fry.
Lemonade.
And then you guys, with the cop.
Yeah.
The ice rink.
Yeah.
The ice
rink. Which I drive past every day for work. And I'm like, nah. Which I didn't realize this until I started driving past it every day. Mm-hmm. The ice rink where we got busted having sex in our car by the cops is literally a stone's throw away, like maybe a quarter mile, if even, from where we got married.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So
could have went there for your honeymoon.
I know.
Memories.
Saved some money.
That's awesome.
Memories.
Let's see. El Pete asks, who was the hardest person to convince to restart the podcast? I'm going to say April.
Yeah,
well, I would agree. Kind of addressed that in the first segment. But yeah, no, it was.
It's fine. Definitely between April and Larry, but
I'd say April.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he asks another question. What were you doing with all the free time you had? And we covered that.
Rewind the show.
Okay. Oh, boy. Brian Aguilar. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Here we go.
Okay.
Why is hippopotamo monstrosequipedaliophobia such a long term if it means a fear of long words?
To fuck with you.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, if you're afraid of long words, you're not even going to be able to pronounce that. So without dying of fright,
I'm afraid you've got hippopotamus.
Oh,
what's the weird one with the holes?
Oh, that is a weird one.
Don't
they're
care
like
for that
freaked
one.
Out no, by no. Sponges in like corals.
Pasta.
Yeah.
I guess if it has to do with like the deep sea ocean, I could understand being like.
Well, there's another one that I kind of can understand where it's like a fear of like super giant things, like the vast expanse of ocean or like the idea of outer space. Yeah.
It does freak me out.
Oh, for sure.
Like I could subscribe to that one.
Asher's super into outer space stuff right now, and he likes to watch some of those like universe comparison videos where it like starts out with like, oh, this is, you know, an asteroid. And then it goes up and up, and then I'm like, Jesus fucking Christ. Like, there's literally no way that we're the only living beings in this universe. Like, well, it's truly is a mind fuck.
And then, like, watching those videos, they'll show, like, the astronauts in the space station, and they'll have, like, the one astronaut that's just hanging outside of the thing, just, like, up in the air, and I'm like, my butt clenches tight. Like, I'm just...
For real. Because it would be just my luck that I'd be like, and like, oh, my bungee cord snapped, and I'm just floating away in outer space.
I saw this TikTok of this scientist, and she was saying that, you know, the Big Bang Theory, that how that ends is everything collapses back into itself.
Oh yeah, we're getting there.
Oh god.
Yeah.
How long till the sun supernovas?
We have a couple billion years
yet. Good, I'll be dead.
Final question from Brian Aguilar. Name five things you would take during a zombie apocalypse.
That's a good final question.
That is a good final question.
That's easy for me. Cyanide pill and whiskey and rat poison and vodka and a joint. And just, I mean, like, why do I want to live through a zombie apocalypse?
You wouldn't want to try and make it through it?
No. That's like the preppers. I'm like, what are you prepping for? To live on Earth where everything's been destroyed?
Yeah,
I do not want to live on a planet without a Taco Bell and a Starbucks. I'm going out.
Go out on your own terms.
I saw a meme today of like, I forget who it was, but it was like it was like Kim Kardashian standing there, and the caption was like, me in World War III looking for a phone charger and an iced coffee. And that would be me. Like, oh God.
Yeah. No. Totally. I think it was like, I think I sent that.
Oh, did you?
It's the oldest Jenner just standing there, and she's got this like, I just rolled out of bed kind of face. And it's like, where's this? Yeah.
Yeah.
World War III. Where's my Starbucks? Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, that Larry nailed it, but like,
knowing Larry's luck, though, it'd be like, what is it, the mist that they, he'd do it, he'd kill himself, and then 5 minutes later, like, hey, the apocalypse is over.
Well,
false alarm.
What? Trying to
sleep it off, buddy.
Trying to throw up.
Give him some Ipecac. He just swallowed that rat poison.
Ah, man. So I think it'd be smart to have a Zippo.
Yeah,
yeah,
you need fire.
I'm gonna say a aluminum baseball bat.
Okay. Because you never know when you want to play some baseball.
Yep.
Sure. I'm thinking they're kind of lightweight. And,
yeah, I was gonna make
zombie hitter of all time was Dead Williams.
I was gonna make a bad joke about like everyone knows a vampire's favorite game is baseball, like a and then I was like, that's right, we're talking about zombies, not fucking vampires.
Oh my god.
Surprised they haven't done like a Twilight. Actually, they did. They did do a Mummy one and a Zombie one, like those B movies.
Oh yeah.
Like romance.
Yep.
What is that? The one about the guy who's a zombie, he falls in love.
Oh, true story. That is one of my favorite movies, Warm Bodies. Yeah. Love that movie. For 8 years, I've been asking Josh to watch that movie with me.
I've seen it, though.
I know you have, but I'm asking you to watch it again.
Zippo, aluminum bat, three more.
Duct tape.
Mm-hmm.
Getting kinky. I know where that baseball bat's going.
Yep. I'm
going
to say bolt cutters.
Okay.
And
is this all going to be on your Jumbotron belt that you have in this weird?
He's going to weigh himself down. Jesus.
And a good backpack. See
you running with a bolt cutter just smacking
you in the
thighs.
Well, no, you put it in a backpack.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have to count the backpack?
Sure. Why not? Thing?
Okay. Well,
you want a backpack to hold stuff. Bolt cutters so you could get into places that are, you know, bolted shut.
Right. Yep.
Right. Right.
I can't make fire, so a Zippo.
Uh-huh. Yep.
I just pictured me trying to burn the locks to get in.
I don't know why this isn't working.
Oh, this duct tape's not working either.
I want this rat poison feed me.
Oh, my God.
April?
Okay, I would go for, let's see, a boat to get me to an island.
Put that in your backpack.
Right.
Somehow I'm imagining April zombie apocalypse being like Animal Crossing. They're just like a
except for its Animal Crossing noises. They're like
bunch of zombie kids just like mauling a deer. There's a fire off in the distance.
There's Larry drinking his cyanide.
Making cocktails.
He just looks like a homeless person. He's just covered in hair. He's like,
not from the zombie apocalypse. I'm just naturally covered in hair. I mean, look at me. I look like a guy with back hair.
God, that just
reminds me
so much of a kid, and I'm sure I've told this story, but there's a kid that I used to sit behind in German, and I would have to steer the back of his head every day. And he was so hairy that his back hair meshed into his head hair. Ooh, like one solid stripe from the top to the, like he could have had a like a top to tail mullet just from top all the way to the top of his ass crack, and honestly probably further down than that.
Wow.
It's so terrifying.
Skunk Boy was in German class.
Yep.
All right, so, so boat.
Boat. I guess if some sort of sustenance, like some sort of food.
Twinkies.
Mm. I think Josh is right. I would bring like a lighter or some way to start a fire and an axe. Mm. Mm-hmm. Is that four or five? That's four. And a good book. I don't know. I feel like I'd be bored during the zombie apocalypse.
The dictionary.
Yeah. Super helpful.
I feel like I'm going pretty close to Larry's.
Yeah.
Probably a jar of indica sativa edibles.
You say jar of Jiffy.
Yeah. But then I think I would also want some sort of a gun, and it could be for multi-use.
Yeah.
It's also...
Well, not if you use it the one way. The first time.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Saying like, if there's a point where I'm like, I can't find my girlfriend. My friends have abandoned me. This zombie apocalypse camp sucks.
No one's listening to my podcast. Yeah.
Just walking around with a mic with not attached to anything. I'm like, and on today's episode, we're in the Shoop Camp Zombie Studios.
You know, I just had a startling realization. Because I'm rethinking it. I'm like, what would I take, really? And everything that you carry around in Animal Crossing would actually be, like, okay, a fishing pole, an axe.
Yeah.
Butterfly net. What else?
Yeah. A butterfly net.
Which you could use for fishing.
A slingshot. Yeah.
A wetsuit.
A shovel. Yeah. See?
So I feel like I'm
preparing for the zombie apocalypse with all these hours that I've spent in Animal Crossing.
I would definitely have my kids having to carry all the tools.
Oh, hell yeah.
Garrett, you're going to carry the screwdrivers. Ashley would be like, I don't wanna. Yep. I want to play at GameCube.
And you're like, no electricity, son.
Yep.
Sorry. You're going to have to act out your favorite video games because that's what we do for fun now.
We were having a conversation, was it last night at dinner, about the conflict in Ukraine. We had the talk of like, you know, this is what's happening. These people are having to leave their homes. And like, if we had an hour to grab everything that we needed, what would you take? Garrett's like, I'd take my iPad. And you're like, out of all the things,
yeah,
like you're not going to have a place to charge that, but okay.
You're right. Yeah. And that's, I mean, you'd probably be ass out if you like video games because there's no updates. But yeah, so I guess
finally stop off. You plug in your PlayStation. Ah, 2.5 hour download.
Hey, right.
Minecraft update. I thought the world was over.
This came out 20 years ago. God.
Yeah, and somehow there still would be no Half-Life 3. But anyway, that's been your mail sack.
Absence of light. And I thought to myself,
what a wonderful world.
Well, that's your episode. We're back. We're going to cover more stuff. You'll see more things. Please like us on social media, Twitter at Conspiracy T Show, Facebook, join the closed group. Also, join the Patreon. $5 gets you all that back catalog and a new episode every month. And
whoops.
All the
I meant. Well, never mind. There goes Larry. Ryan said the show's over.
All right. Well, any predictions for this season? Anybody want to throw anything out there for this?
We'll do episodes.
Oh, well, what?
It'll be longer than 5 minutes.
Well, truly, though, like we have a pretty solid list going of topics we want to cover. And there are some on there that are really fucking good. We're opening next week with a really heavy hitter that I think people are really going to like.
Yeah. One that is shocking that we never did before.
Well, because like, I think we were always saving it.
I hope not.
Right.
I mean, it's happened before.
Money man.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, the list of potential ideas is very, very good.
Yes, mm-hmm. It is. I'm excited to talk with my friends and my family again. Mm-hmm. And with that being said, does anyone have anything they want to throw out there before we end this bad bear?
I think my dog farted.
Oh, hey. Fuck.
Look, you're great.
He does seem pretty happy. And they are.
Yeah.
All right.
Pop nuts in my mouth.
Mm-hmm. We'll see you next week on another episode of the Conspiracy Therapy Podcast. Have a great one, guys.
This time taking it away. I've got a problem when they getting in the way. Not by design. So I take my face and bash me into a mirror. I won't have to see my pain.
This has been a presentation of Beer City Media.